want to see your profile.
Okay. I guess we'll record this.
When I was a kid, my grandmother once told me that if I didn't marry a Jewish girl, I was out of the will. And she was only half joking, because marrying within the faith is important to many Jews, even secular ones. Enter JSwipe, an app commonly referred to as Tinder for Jews, where fellow members of the tribe can swipe left and right to find their perfect match. In my quest to find my match, I decided to pull off a brave act, all in the name of love.
That's my chicken.
I went to my mom's house for dinner to talk about how I could find my own modern Jewish girl on JSwipe.
Okay. So I'm going to open up JSwipe. So here's my intro.
I'm not that complicated, but have a really hard...
So, Mom, what did you think?
I think you could do a better job. I don't think you sell yourself well on the profile. If I were to see that...
And then she moved on to my pictures.
Your first picture is... I wouldn't choose that as my first picture. I would put something more casual as my first picture, a fun casual picture, and then have the suit.
I'm regretting doing this.
Are you? You asked me to be honest, I'm being honest.
She clearly wasn't impressed. So I flipped the script on her and asked her to describe the kind of woman she wants to see me with.
So for me, from a mother's perspective, a couple of key things. One, that the woman you're with absolutely adores you and thinks that you are the best thing that ever happened to her. Two, she really, really likes your mother. That would be great.
Okay.
That's very important to me.
And then I heard echoes of my grandmother.
I would like her to be Jewish. In our tradition, we share a lot of values, and I think that it makes it easier in terms of you as a couple. Just the importance of family is that really one of the core values of what we do traditionally. But if you found somebody that you totally loved and adored, I would certainly be open to whomever you brought home. From my perspective, I really want to have a great relationship with her, and I really want her to see her adore my son.
So, my mom has more modern views than my grandmother. She also got curious about how swiping worked.
Can we look at women that you're going to see, and you say right and I say left? I think that would be really fun.
1 second. How about Alana?
Left.
How about Mira?
She's 33. No. You see, that's why I hate JSwipe. I don't like myself. You know why I don't like myself on these dating apps? Because you get judgmental.
How about Lauren?
Lauren's 33 and no. But this is what I don't like about it. I think you miss a lot by swiping back and forth. Because if you see somebody who's just a regular average looking woman and you see somebody who's beautiful, you know, left or right, which way are you going to go?
Okay, so she might not like the idea of swiping, but she understood that a good profile would give her son a better chance at finding a Jewish girl.
You have one swipe, you know, you have one shot. I adore you, I think you're the best, and so I want you to have the best profile out there.
So, for my second brave act in the name of love, I tracked down a past date I had on JSwipe. I went out with Joelle about a year ago. It didn't work out, but I thought she would be able to guide me in my quest to find my modern Jewish match.
First impression of me.
I thought you were cute and you look like your photo. So that was a good thing. I thought maybe you were a little nervous. I don't know why. Speaking a little quickly and fiddling a lot.
Was I fiddling?
Speaking quickly. Yeah, with the menu. I think that's what it was.
So at the end of the date, what did you think?
I thought I wanted to see you again. We had a great conversation. We had a lot, you know, to talk about. So I thought that was great.
And then I wanted to know how important it was that I was Jewish.
Believe me, there were so many of my past dates that I would say, oh my gosh, if only he was Jewish, this would be the ultimate perfect relationship. But fundamentally it wasn't, because there was a piece that for me that was missing. Dating a Jew is important for me to be able to raise in a household that has common understanding and values of how we've grown up. And for me, that was like the holidays.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
It turns out that Joelle is in the minority. Over half of Jews who got married after 2005 wed a non-Jew. But that didn't stop her from giving me advice on how to find my Jewish match.
Respect yourself, stand by your values, ask yourself what you're willing to compromise and what you're willing to learn, or what you're willing not to compromise, and stay true to that. I need to see a picture of you. Family, no beach bod pictures. The other part is when you write something, it needs to be something balanced. It can't be like way too serious, but you need to have some sort of, like, your character needs to show through. The best thing to do is get with the friends. Friends have a big influence in the Jewish community, as you know. Like, people are very cliquey in this community, so friends are really important.
That was really helpful. But my mom really nailed my biggest challenge in finding love.
I just think you're picky like your mother. And on J-Swipe, you know, you always think there's something better out there for you.
So there you have it. J-Swipe may be a quick and easy way for Jews to find love, but I think even my mom sees its potential in finding her son a Jewish match. As for my third brave act, well, you just listened to it.